It started with tens of thousands of high school students. Tonight, 9 of them face off in the finals of Poetry Out Loud, a kind of spelling bee for poetry. The champion gets fame, glory, and $20,000. NPR's Elizabeth Blair went to yesterday's semifinals.
I Have a Time Machine by Brenda Shaughnessy.
That's the Poetry Out Loud state champion from Connecticut, Evan Reynolds.
It can only travel into the future at a rate of 1 second per second.
Students recited poems by the likes of Langston Hughes, Emily Dickinson, and Philip Levine. They're judged on things like physical presence, voice and articulation, and evidence of understanding. From the U.S. Virgin Islands, Milana Graham recited Black Boys Play the Classics by Toy Derricott.
The most popular act in Penn Station is the three black kids in ratty sneakers and t-shirts playing two violins and a cello.
As a senior, this is Graham's fourth and last Poetry Out Loud. She received an honorable mention, but was sad not to move to the next round.
This competition is a huge part of my life. I have been looking forward to it since I've been in elementary school.
The state champion from Maine, Juan Rodriguez Victor, is moving on to the finals. He recited Bright Copper Kettles by Vijay Shajadri.
Dead friends coming back to life. Dead family, speaking languages, living and dead.
This is the second year in a row the Maine state champion is an asylum seeker. Victor is from Angola. Last year, the Maine champion was Alan Manga from Zambia. He sued the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation for a chance to compete for the national title. Last year, the NEA said only U.S. citizens could compete. This year, the rules are different. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.